The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 19th of June, Juneteenth, as some people are calling it. 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Get a good night's sleep?
Yep.
What does that consist of for you?
Well,
you know, see, this is a little secret between me and Ben going on here.
Oh.
It's not a real secret.
So I got up after my alarm, got ready for work and changed, and then I just lied down back in bed and unexpectedly woke up, and next thing I knew, I needed a rush to work.
Oh, boy.
And then, of course, every light is red.
Every light down Market
Street. But he made it on time. So he sends me to Texas. I may be running. I'm on my way, but you might want to have Sue standing by. And my comment to that was?
How about being here on time?
So anyway, we have a national day out there. It is Juneteenth.
Yeah, officially Juneteenth, National Independence Day, is a federal holiday in the United States. It is celebrated annually on June 19th today to commemorate the ending of slavery in the United States. The holiday's name is portmanteau of the words June and 19th, and it was on June 19th, 1865. When Major General Gordon Granger ordered the final enforcement of the Emancipation Proclamation in Texas at the end of the American Civil War.
There it is.
Although the state commemorates enslaved people learning of their freedom under the Emancipation Proclamation, this only applied to former Confederate states. There remained legally enslaved people in states that never seceded from the Union. These people did not gain their freedom until the ratification of the 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution on December 6, 1865. Early celebrations date back to 1866, at first involving church-centered community gatherings in Texas. They spread across the South amongst newly freed African-American slaves and their descendants and became more commercialized in the 1920s and 30s, often centering on a food festival. Participants in the Greater Migration brought these celebrations to the rest of the country. During the Civil Rights Movement of the 1960s, these celebrations were eclipsed by the nonviolent determination to achieve civil rights, but grew in popularity again in the 1970s with a focus on African-American freedom and African-American arts, beginning with Texas by proclamation in 1938 and by legislation in 1979. Every U.S. state and the District of Columbia has formally recognized the holiday in some way. Want me to continue?
No, it's a we're going to be having, we'll talk a little bit about the celebrations here in Reading. Became a national holiday. And so you're going to have banks closed and other places closed today. So what's the weather?
All right. Like? Sunny today with a high near 94. Not too bad. Our winds have died down, thank God, to maybe 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. Mostly clear tonight with our skies overnight lows around 64. Again, light and variable wind. Thursday looks like mostly sunny and hot, with a high of 99, so we go back up again. So enjoy today, Thursday night, 69 overnight temperatures. That's the low. Friday will be sunny and hot, according to the forecast, with a high near 105. We pop up over the weekend with triple digits. Friday night, 74. Saturday calls for sunny and hot, 105. And our weekend, Sunday, will be hot once again with 102. And as we look through next week, according to the national forecast, for this area, 100 and 101 for next week. Now, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our friends in Anderson, where they, the Kenny family owns Shastigat has built that up. My gosh, we went to an event the other night. We heard the story about when they started with one truck, and they didn't even have a passenger seat, so he had to put a beach chair in there for his wife, Judy. And I just love the story about, you know, that is the American dream. When people come and they're trying to figure out what they're going to do in life, and they buy a company and they build it up. Shasta Gas Propane, again, locally owned, veteran-owned, hardworking family, 365-3793 in Anderson. You know, I was listening this morning to the news, national news coverage that we have here that starts every morning at the top of the hour, Carl. They were talking about, because we are going to go see our friends, our family, and their friends for a very special celebration of our grandkids graduating from high school and college. So families coming from everywhere, but New Mexico is having these huge fires.
Yeah, so.
And they're like, they've got the National Guard coming in. And it's southern, you know, the thousands of people have been fleeing their homes. I'm like, okay, I know that sometimes things are sensationalized, but we have been through fires and we know how quickly it can change with a wind and how quickly it can spread. So I'm just curious with our route. I mean, that they're saying parts of New Mexico are closed. You can't get in.
It's in southern New Mexico, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're not doing southern New Mexico. We're doing coming in from the north.
Well, I'm just,
but
you know.
But it's something to take, you know.
In the state.
Yeah.
I don't think New Mexico is as big as California. So when you think of southern and northern, it is, it's not
but
as.
There's, but what I'm saying is that it's down in probably the Deming and areas down there, and where it's burning, as you know, it's still got, you know, a 3.5 hour drive before it gets up to Albuquerque.
In case you see me wincing, it's because I have these electrolytes. You know this, and I love, you know, I do my coffee early in the morning, and then I go to, people say, what are you drinking? Well, I put electrolytes in my morning water and drink that through the show. And so I feel like I'm getting, you know, that surge. So I have this favorite electrolyte that I've gone in to the vitamin store, and they're out. They're out of the watermelon. And then you try to look it up. Even the warehouse that supplies all of the stores that carry this, don't have it. And so what I have done for the past, what, 3 or 4 years that I've loved this stuff is I've turned my mom on to it. I've turned so many people on to this. Is like, this is what you take. So I've tried alternatives why they're out. In case you're wincing, because I went yesterday to Sprouts and thought, I've got to find an alternative. This is beet juice. This is beet juice. It's going to come in a little packet, and it is just not the watermelon. I'm going to drink it because it was $3, but
for that one packet. You better drink it.
Oh, there was two for three or something.
You better drink it.
I don't know, but I thought I'd tried all these.
You drink it or the
dog
drinks
it? No, it's okay, because beet juice is good for you, but I'm just not, like, I'm not jumping up and down right now. But anyway, I like my electrolytes. I think it's really made a difference in my life to do that daily.
Well, it's not like they don't have lime and grape.
I've got lime in my purse, but it's, no. Anyway.
I know how you usually describe it, and thank goodness you didn't do it on the air. Okay, look, we're going to take an early break because when we come back, we're going to talk about the Office of the County Register. And they are interviewing people right now, and they've taken it from 30 to 15 to 4. And we're going to talk about these four that they're going to be interviewing today, by the way. They did interviews yesterday, and they're down to the top four, the last four here. Top four. And we're going to talk about who each one was and who nominated that person. But we're going to take our first break of the hour. So, Ben, are you ready?
Yeah.
Hey, you were on time, buddy.
Hey, any time that you can turn on the board or take over the board, you're on time, right?
Yep.
Yep. Okay, Cognac.
Okay. That was uncalled for.
Maybe you had too much cognac last night.
And cheese.
Oh,
okay,
boy.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Need a cure for the midweek blues? Laughter is the best medicine. Join us in overtime every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for Comedy Night. Enjoy the humor of different comedians every Wednesday. And the weekend is heating up in overtime with karaoke every Thursday and DJs performing every Friday and Saturday night. So grab your friends, your dancing shoes, and enjoy signature cocktails with no cover charge. See WinRiver.com for the weekly lineup.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moments at the river.
Your vacation, it's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's
365-3793. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's
alright. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, June 19th, 7:19 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. One of our funnest places not to visit. Shasta Regional Medical Center, if I had something going on with me, is the first place I'd go to. You went there. They took wonderful care of you.
We just had friends. I
talked to somebody else the other day.
Well, we
have good friends.
Right.
That was just there for a TAVR valve replacement. Yep. And you saw him yesterday. He had it done Thursday.
He's walking around and he would have never known
that he had a valve replaced in his heart.
I know.
Okay.
I know. Just amazing.
They're on the cutting edge of technology there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. You get procedures there done, and serious procedures that you used to have to go down to UC Davis or other places. They're doing them right there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center.
It is June 19th, Juneteenth. Banks and post offices will be closed today Just remember, companies such as Target, Walmart, Starbucks, and Costco will keep the doors open, but the stock market is closed today.
Okay. Day two for the candidates for the Shasta County Clerk Registrar of Voters interviews. They did 8 interviews yesterday, and that was day one. Now they've got it down to 4 candidates, and so the interviews will start again this morning at 9 o'clock. Now, who was chosen to advance to the finals here? The first one, chosen by Board Chair Kevin Cry, is Thomas Toller. And so, who is Thomas Toller? I've got to switch screens. Thomas Toller is a former district attorney. And he's an attorney. He's been in private practice in Redding. He was a former Shasta County Deputy District Attorney for 9 years. In his letter to the board, he said he worked with Eric Johnson on his campaign for County District Attorney in 2022, which Johnson lost, as we know. As far as the county's relation to state and federal government, he said the needs of the local majority should take precedence over federal and state involvement. He acknowledged that the state law prohibits lawyers from practicing law while being registrar of voters, but he said he could still do the job in a manner designed to enhance the public's confidence that they will be served with transparency and integrity. And he was the one nominated by Kevin Cry. Now, Joanna Francesca, chosen by Supervisors Mary Rickert and Tim Garman, of course, is the acting registrar of voters, and is her. She has been with the office more than 16 years in election administration and 5 years experience as an assistant to the county clerk and registrar of voters. She's also participated in and administered more than 30 elections. I am a proven leader dedicated to upholding the principles of democracy and the integrity of the administration of the election while ensuring that all eligible voters have the opportunity to participate in the electoral process. Okay. The next one is John Gagnon, chosen by Supervisor Chris Kellstrom. And his story is, let me see where he's at. He's worked in the county clerk's office of Kane County, Illinois, for the past 4 years. According to his cover letter, Kane County is located west of Chicago, has a population of about 516,000 residents. Said he has experience working with HART intercivic voting systems, as well as some other voting machines. Prior to working in the Kane County Elections Office, he worked as an insurance business. I understand the need for transparency and integrity to ensure voter confidence while working within the laws governing elections. And the last candidate nominated by Patrick Jones was Clint Curtis. And Clint Curtis has been on the show here before. And his story is that he is one of the ones, he is a lawyer licensed to practice law in New York, who specializes in election law. He was the programmer who wrote the prototype for the first electronic voting machines. Even so, he said he has advocated extensively for return to hand counting ballots. I have spoken all around the country to help debunk all the excuses used to lock us into electronic machines, including the misinformation that the machines are not linked to the internet, never necessary for networking purposes. The validity of audits and the logic and accuracy tests have any validity. He's been on here before and said that you can hack into these and you don't have to be, it doesn't have to be hit to the system. You can, cause you can hack in from a van parked down the street and all this. And so he doesn't trust he does not trust the electronic voting machines. So those are the 4 that are going to start at 9 o'clock today. And, out of this, they will select the new county clerk and registrar of voters.
Speaking of hacking, I haven't told you this story, I don't think, yet, but it's just another, and I don't know the exact details because I have a really good friend who's gone through, you know, the death of her mother, She moved out of state. She's been flying back and forth, and now it's been finally getting 90 years of family stuff. Getting it, anybody who can get there to go through, like, what do you want? What do you want? And going through, because she's the power of attorney, going through putting the house up for sale and getting things fixed and going through, like I said, 90 years of collectibles, you know. Through this, you know, she's here, her husband's over there, and,
in Texas.
And I'm not sure of the details, but she said that they were hacked for $19,000.
Who?
I'm not saying, but she was hacked. They were hacked for 19. And I'm talking about the fact that they're astute business people. And I don't know if the phone call, I don't know the details, but the fact is be very, very careful. I don't know if somebody called because of all this stuff going on with Social Security and blah, 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 and, you know, all the legalities of what's been going on, that somebody called them and said, you know, regarding this blah, 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 we need, and they got to hack in within that quick moment, you know, these expert rings. And I'm just saying that.
Is this person you were talking to yesterday when I came home?
Yes.
That's really surprising.
Yes. $19,000.
Really, so they and got so into their accounts or
got the, into their account.
Or the mom's account.
No, in their personal account. And so the husband, who is Mr. Astute Businessman as well, is like feeling bad because I don't really know the details if he was on the golf course or what he was doing when he got this call because of all this stuff that's going on in their lives. She's here, he's there, and they've got all this legality stuff that's going on with, you know, the movers and the companies that are coming in and all the stuff that's going on with all these transactions are transitions and transactions that, you know, when somebody will call your house and say, we need the blah, 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 you know, like they've done with my parents three times and my mom lost money on that because they just, you know, there's these professionals that somehow maybe can look for certain things and find an opening, even with the best of the best. The most professionals. They're showing that maybe when this they caught it in a minute, so the bank now has got to
replace the money.
Hopefully, because they're insured under what? What is the stuff that they're insured with under? Over $100,000?
FDIC.
Yeah.
I think. Anyway.
So,
Ben had something.
Yeah, so this one mostly affects like parents, but you have to watch out because now with AI voices being super easy to access, what has been happening is parents will get like a call. And it's their daughter being like, oh, I'm getting ransomed. Send the money. And then it's like a whole exchange like that. And it sounds so convincing. And the parents are freaking out. So they end up sending all this money. And then they find out their kid's just at school living a normal life. And they just lost a bunch of money.
Well.
So if you ever get something like that,
yes.
Confirm with your child.
I got a phone call yesterday from you wanting money. And then I realized you were just talking about payday and your check. But I was going to say, I hope you know what? I hope you're strong and tough, and you can get away from these kidnappers. Let's take a break. And I've got something, and I want you researching it during the break.
Okay.
But there was a record set at a concert. That's all I'm going to say until we get back.
Okay.
A record set at a concert, and you need to guess who it is.
Okay.
Or I could give away Colt 45 tickets and Bear Bucks to the first person who calls in with the right answer. What do you think about that? So pay attention. You're going to tell me who it is, and you can win 4 Colt 45 tickets, good for the rest of the season, and $20 worth of Bear Bucks. So we'll be right back.
Thank you. I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
You're invited to the grand opening of Whistle Stop Park in downtown Redding on Friday, June 21st from 4 to 8 p.m. Enjoy live music, a beer and wine garden, free swag and snack food, and more to celebrate Redding's newest park, located between the Shasta College building and California Place Apartments. Plan to ride your bike to the celebration? Park it at no cost with Shasta Living Streets Bike Valet. All are welcome. Don't miss the fun at Whistle Stop Park on Friday, June 21st from 4 to 8 p.m.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Redding Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Redding Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Redding Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Redding Regional Airport.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bagged soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, 19th of June, 7:34 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry voted best in the North State 2 years in a row, last year, this year, and there's a reason. They are the best in the North State, the only full-service jewelry store in the North State. With a watch repairman, a stone cutter, they design jewelry. They help you design jewelry and build it. They've got a great selection, everything from Native American to estate jewelry to, like I said, specially designed pieces and everything else in between at very fair prices. This is Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, so I went back and said there was a record set. And before the words were out of my mouth, we had the phone call. So, is that person on the line?
Can you still repeat the statement?
Is that person on the line?
Yep.
Okay, so, caller, who is...
Yeah.
Okay. So, who, and so this is Randall?
Yeah.
Who is that person who set a new record that stood for 40 years before this and set a record for a concert.
That was George Strait at Kyle Field at Texas A&M.
110,905 people showed up for that concert from George Strait, the king of country music. And I think he's, what is he now, 72 years old or something like that?
Oh, no, he's older than that.
Nope, I got him. 72 years old. He's had more than 120 million records sold nation or worldwide. He's had more number one singles of any artist in any music genre. And he's the only artist to chart a top 10 hit every year for 30 years. Whoa. And he's releasing his newest album, which is dropping on September 6th, Cowboys and Dreamers. Can you believe that?
Yep.
100?
Yeah.
The biggest crowd.
You know, I'm listening to you guys from Las Vegas. I'm in the World Series of Poker, and I made it through day one yesterday, so I get to take a bit of a break today.
Okay, now tell everybody about, you know, is this the Masters side of it, or is this the...
Yeah, this is the seniors event.
They're
two starting days. Yeah, I played against 5,000 people yesterday, uh-huh. And 5,000 more will play today.
Wow.
And I made it to the first day cut, which is about 750, so there's a whole bunch of unhappy people, and I'm not one of them.
So there's 750 people left? Playing?
Yeah, out of the first 5,000.
Okay, and then there's another 5,000 playing today, so you get today off then.
Yeah, I get today off, and then day two is tomorrow.
And so it's going to be the top 750 from each side is going to wage poker war.
Yeah, and it's like golf. There's a cut line. The cut line is the top 15%. So 85% of the people will go home with nothing.
Well, now, you still don't have any guarantees, right?
No, there's no guarantees. No.
Right. But, I mean, so where do you have to be at the end of the, you start playing on the third day, like everybody does. Where do you have to be able to get any money at all?
Well, you make the top 15%. It's called the bubble.
Okay.
That will happen on that second day after about two levels, after about 2 hours of play.
Okay.
They'll announce the bubble. Everybody will cheer because they're cheering for themselves. They've made the cut. And then it really gets serious.
Okay. Now, people that don't know Randall Hemplin, they know him as being the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, chairman of so many boards here in town. Healthcare, Turtle Bay, all these. Probably don't realize that at one time in your life, you were a professional, professional?
I was a poker player. Dealer and a professional,
player.
I took a year off and did that back in 2000.
And so this is one of your loves of, I mean, this is really something you really enjoy, and it's all Texas Hold'em, is that correct?
Yeah, there are lots of different things, but today I'm, it's Hold'em for this event. There are 82 different events during this 6 weeks period, and I'm going to go down, and I'll explain this to you someday, but I'm going to go downtown and play in a different tournament today, playing eight different varieties of poker at the same time.
Oh, wow.
That's exciting. They rotate, and you play all the games all of them are different, and all of them are exciting, and It's fun. It's an Alzheimer's preventative, by the way.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that the amount of focus you have to have on these things.
You lose focus one time and you're out.
Because at the same time that you're, not only are you, playing your cards and all the percentages, but you are playing the other players at the table, and you're trying to pick up something from them, and you've never seen them before.
Yeah, poker is not, it's not a card game. It's a people game played with cards.
Okay.
So it's a lot of, just paying attention.
Can you?
I played for 14 hours yesterday.
14 hours. And this is the seniors. What are the ones that aren't seniors play?
They had some other tournaments going as well. But the fun thing is that you have to imagine there's 5,000 men, mostly men, maybe there may be 100 women in the room, but 5,000 men, and every 2 hours you get a break. And the rush on the restrooms is, and there's, you know, at the table, everybody's real nice, but boy, there's nothing but elbows when you're trying to get to those restrooms. A bunch of old guys.
I can't see that. There's a stampede for the restrooms there. They ought to be putting porta potties out everywhere.
That's something at the old place they used to do that. And what I love to do is I take a picture of the line at the women's restroom, and there's none. And then the men are lined up all down the hall. And I usually take a picture of that to show my wife.
Well, at that point, I think going into the women's restroom, I think could be called, you know, could be all right.
Not really. They still have laws down here.
Well, I tell them you're identifying for the next 5 minutes. I'm identifying as a woman, so I can use their bathroom. What was your favorite hand yesterday? Did you have a favorite hand yesterday that you felt really good about?
Yeah, it was toward the end, and I read a guy for being weak and not having a great hand, and he pushed his chips out there a little bit too fast. And there's an old adage that strong is weak and weak is strong. And on some new guys, and I could tell the guy hadn't played that much, and he threw his chips out there, and I thought and thought and thought, and then I raised him with nothing. I had complete air, and he folded, which is exactly what I wanted him to do. But I put it would have been most all of my chips. I probably would have gotten knocked out if that bluff hadn't worked, but I just read it so well, so I'm very proud of that one.
Well, that's something, and that is the big thing, and I've watched Randall play before. I went down to the to the local poker palace here in town, and I've watched you play, and it's been, and because you all know each other, I mean, very well, and it was just difficult to keep up the bets going through and chips going across the table and the constant conversations going on. But that's what happens when you're playing with people that you played with a lot, I assume.
Yeah, I don't think I said 30 words yesterday. The whole place, you could hear a pin drop because everybody's focused.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's different. It's different when you're playing in a big tournament like this. People come from all over the world for these things, so you know, you hear different languages, and it's really a joy. And the seniors event is the favorite of all the dealers because everybody is pretty convivial and nice, friendly. We're good to the dealers. I mean, a lot of new dealers that are just breaking in. It's really tough for them to break in the tournament. And, you know, it's the best tournament of the year, according to most people down here.
Okay, so we're talking to Randall Hempling, who just won the 4 Coke 45 tickets and $20 worth of beer bucks, and he's calling from Las Vegas.
So glad.
We stream all of our shows, and he's getting today off, but he's going to go down later to another place in Vegas and play 8 different kinds of poker. Is it one time?
Well, no, every 8 hands, you switch games.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Really got to use your mind. That's just like a huge puzzle.
Yeah, and you got to remember where you are and what game you're playing because you can really mess up.
I imagine that, you know, if somebody is just focused on Texas Hold'em, then when you get into like 5-card draw, I mean, it's, you know, it's difficult for them to switch into what they're doing there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then, Renaissance Man of Reading, good luck there, and would love to see your picture in the paper with that being crowned the senior champion of Las Vegas, Texas Hold'em.
There's a $750,000 first prize, so I'll take that, and you can have my picture.
Hey, listen, we will wish you well, the very best. How's that? Not going to say the other word. Don't.
Yeah.
There's a couple things we don't say, right? Just out of superstition. But best to you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling in, Randall.
So I was walking the dog because, you know, we're training. We bring our dog in, Buford. You're always asking about Buford. Buford decided he was going to go try to chew a piece of furniture, which he doesn't do at home. But there's a stool in the station he likes the bottom rung. And we're thinking he's chewing on a bone. Anyway, so I had to snap his brain from it. You know what I mean? Like put his collar on and walk him back and forth in the studio. So I did not. Now he's laying and he's quiet. So there is a trick to this that we've learned through the great Don Armstrong. We're training with him about being able to, you know, get your dog's mind off of the track. And anyway, so he's now resting under the table. So that took me about a 5-minute break away from what was the largest event that people came to.
Oh, that was down in Texas at the Texas A&M Stadium, not stable. It held, they had 110,905 people packed in the Texas A&M's Kyle Field to listen to George Strait.
Oh,
set a new record.
I love that.
Set a new record.
Oh, well, of course.
It stood for 40 years. In 1977, the Grateful Dead played to 107,000 fans at New Jersey's Raceway Park. Now.
What year was that, Grateful Dead?
1977.
Oh, my gosh. Well, the great George Strait. Yeah, I saw a snippet, but I didn't know it was from that. He looks good. He looks good.
Well, he's 70. He's getting ready. You know, he's got a new album starting in September.
Right.
I got it, Ben.
Yeah.
Ben's over there pointing at his hand.
Well,
Ben.
It is. It's time to go. You've got commercials slated in this time, so we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Take your hands off your neck and hold on to the ghost of my heart.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
You're invited to the grand opening of Whistle Stop Park in downtown Redding on Friday, June 21st from 4 to 8 p.m. Enjoy live music, a beer and wine garden, free swag and snack food, and more to celebrate Redding's newest park, located between the Shasta College Building and California Place Apartments. Plan to ride your bike to the celebration? Park it at no cost with Shasta Living Streets Bike Ballet. All are welcome. Don't miss the fun at Whistle Stop Park on Friday, June 21st from 4 to 8 p.m.
Your vacation? It's over. But the worst part? The long drive home. Fly from Redding Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Redding Regional Airport, and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Redding Regional Airport.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Redding is a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
When
when people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And I am thoroughly amused this morning with watching Linda and Buford.
We talked about
this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank.
That's right.
Community Bank, local board of directors, two branches right here in Reading, one on California Street, one on Hartnell Avenue, one down in Anderson, and the first branch was over on Riverside Way in Red Bluff. They are a local bank. It's kind of like the Cheers of banks around here. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy with them. To learn more, go to bankcornerstone.com or just stop by one of the branches. They're more than happy to talk to you. So, yes, you and...
Well, I wanted to talk about something that rivalry. There's something about us, I don't know, in the human being or the animal kingdom or the animal instinct within us that we like to watch a good fight. Why is it that we like to watch a good fight or rivalry? So it seems that the Indiana Fever 91-83 victory over Chicago Sky on Sunday was the league's most watched game in more than two decades, Carl. The highly anticipated matchup averaged 2.25 million viewers, which doesn't sound like a lot, but that's a 225% increase over an average game last season. Thus, the Caitlin Clark,
Fever. Oh, yeah, and the funny thing is that she was left off the U.S. Olympic squad. Now, there's reasons for that, they're saying, is that she doesn't have the experience yet, and yet she seems to be leading the league in various things. And her comment was, well, I'm going to work really hard to try and get on the team next time.
Good for her.
That was her comment. And then there's been the accusation she's being targeted by, for hard fouls from people, and she hasn't complained about that. Though other players and coaches are saying that, some of these are uncalled for, some of these fouls she's getting.
Well, Caitlin Clark and its Angel Reese rivalry smashes WNBA viewership records.
Oh, yeah.
That's the headline. And it says, during the game, rookie superstar Caitlin Clark delivered the goods, scoring 23 points, 9 assists, and 8 rebounds. Viewers hoping to see the rivalry heating up between Clark and Reese got exactly what they tuned in for during the third quarter when Reese smacked Clark in the head as she jumped for the basket. Reese received a flagrant 1 for her blatant foul, which she protested against.
She said it's basketball.
Yeah.
And here's the thing is Clark got nailed by somebody the other day. Just for no reason. Just
well, you know.
Down. And that was a lot of complaining about it. But see, now you've got to kind of watch it is that she is the reason that the WNBA has soared to its most popularity that it's ever had. And you don't want to lose a franchise over a bad foul. I mean, it's one thing, if Angel Reese said, "Hey, we were going up for the ball," and Clark said, "Didn't complain about it," and you know, it's basketball at that level is a tough game. It's a physical game. I mean, there's elbows, there's knees, there's all types of things going on. But a flagrant foul that could injure her, Caitlin Clark, that's not good for basketball. If it's based on the fact that they're just mad about her publicity or whatever it is. I mean, some of these girls have worked real hard at the top of their games, and yet they never got the acclaim that Caitlin Clark did when she came into the league. So
remember when we watched the Michael Jordan documentary, which was, you know, that's like basketball at its zenith. It can't get any better. I don't even know. And we watched how tough, you know, that Pippen and some of those guys ended up so much on their butt, on their backs. This was rough. And so we're just not used to, well, I guess, watching women in a rough game like this at this level. But so what it is, it's got a brand new, you know, 3 million people. That's not a, when you think about it, it's not a huge, you know, amount of people, but considering the fact that it's saying here that it's 225% increase over an average game last season that's being viewed.
He's okay. He's just watching it. Okay. What was his? Oh, I wanted to get into, there goes a couple of different things here, but one of them is that looking at men's health, and it's most of the time, I probably won't even have time for it. But the, you know, men's health and key, six key insights on Americans' men's health, habits, and attitudes coming out of men's health. Mental health matters. A clear consensus on the importance of mental health, with 85% of men agreeing that talking openly about mental health is crucial. That holds across all age groups. 82% of men acknowledge the importance of mental health in the workplace. Tech and fitness tracking, all these new tools they have. While 61% of men believe these devices can motivate them to be healthier, younger consumers are more likely to embrace it. 68% of 18 to 29-year-olds versus 49% of 65-plus. Diet. Data reveals a divide regarding meat consumption. While 36% of men agree that a meatless diet is healthier, 48% disagree, suggesting meat remains a dietary staple for a plurality of American men. And exercise routines. More than half of American men say they work out multiple times a week. However, a significant portion also acknowledges that healthy eating and exercise aren't appealing to them. 45%. That cuts across all age groups. And nearly half prioritize appearance over health as a motivator for diet and exercise. And then the link between happiness and health is complex. While half of all men agree that overall health is a prerequisite for happiness, a significant portion, 59%, acknowledges neglecting their own health needs. And this sentiment is more prevalent among younger men, with roughly 3 in 5 each revealing they don't look after their health as much as they should. 60% of 18 to 29-year-olds, compared to a smaller but sizable 54% of those age 55 and older. So what they're saying is that, yeah, we know it's important, but we don't do it.
Well, okay, so, you know, I've been watching this a lot, and I think that, you know, we can't equate the world that we were breathing, living, and eating in 10 years ago. Our food is different. The quality of food that we buy is different. The meat is different. The vegetables are different. That it's our duty as an individual to really look at, and I'm guilty. I'll go buy, you know, make spaghetti, and I'll go buy, you know, the flour, even though I know that as my body changes, I can't take gluten the way I used to take it. So, you know, we have to do the work, and sometimes it's draining to do the work.
It is, and it's one of those things that you need to keep after.
You do, but in the big picture, you feel better doing it.
Yeah.
So the reward is great.
Okay, we're going to break for the news. When we come back, we have the Sheriff's Office and Sergeant
Jacob Duncan.
And he's going to be talking about a number of things, but sex trafficking is one of them. So we'll be
the
right
news
back.
From Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Wildfires have claimed the life of one person in New Mexico and forced the evacuation of thousands of residents in the southern part of the state. On KOAT last night, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham said fire crews there are facing a big challenge.
20,000 plus acres, 0% containment.
Moist air from the Gulf of Mexico could be bringing some relief, though, to those firefighters. Meanwhile, new wildfires are spreading in California. One's located east of San Francisco. There's another new blaze in the northern Central Valley. While much of the U.S. remains in the grip of a heat wave, southern Texas is now bracing for a tropical storm. Here's Larry Kelly. He's with the National Hurricane Center.
A lot of heavy rain is forecast for southern Texas, everywhere from Corpus Christi, Brownsville, and westward towards San Antonio. The Weather Prediction Center does have a risk of flash flooding over those areas today and tomorrow.
One of America's most conservative congressmen is locked in a tight battle right now against an opponent endorsed by Donald Trump. It's in Virginia's primary election. Representative Bob Good, who chairs the House Freedom Caucus, is seeking a third term. But State Senator John McGuire has mounted a strong challenge. And as of this morning, that race is too close to call. Baseball has lost a giant. Hall of Famer Willie Mays, dead at the age of 93. He was one of the game's greatest and most beloved players. His over-the-shoulder catch of a long drive in the 1954 World Series is one of baseball's most celebrated moments. No trading on Wall Street today. Stock markets in the U.S. closed in observance of Juneteenth. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Government debt is now exploding by an unprecedented $1 trillion every 90 days. Think of that. It's a clear sign that our nation's finances are spinning out of control, and it's putting the savings of every one of you at risk. Hello, I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst and best-selling author and an evangelical leader. I'm deeply concerned about the impact this runaway debt is going to have on Christians like you who have worked hard to build your own nest egg for your family. To protect your financial future in these uncertain times, you need to diversify with something tangible and proven, like physical gold. That's why I recommend a gold IRA. To learn more, text FAITH to the number 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will rush you a free info kit on how to move your IRA or 401k to physical precious metals, tax and penalty free. So don't wait. Just text the word FAITH to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
President Biden raises cash at the home of a former Virginia governor, while Donald Trump reassures Wisconsin supporters.
President Biden's at his Delaware beach house today after announcing his administration will soften the application process for thousands of immigrant spouses of U.S. citizens. He attended a fundraiser Tuesday night in McLean, Virginia. He called Donald Trump a convicted felon and says his likely opponent is waging an assault on the U.S. legal system. Meanwhile, Donald Trump held a rally in Racine, Wisconsin, where he praised Milwaukee just weeks before it hosts the Republican National Convention.
I love Milwaukee. I was the one that picked Milwaukee.
He reportedly used the word horrible talking about the city during a closed-door meeting. Allies say he was talking about crime and voter fraud. I'm Jennifer King.
Hundreds of people died during this year's Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia as Muslims faced intense heat at Islamic holy sites in the desert kingdom. Saudi Arabia has not commented on the death toll. News and analysis at townhall.com. McDonald's is putting a stop to its AI-powered drive-through.
The experiment behind the fast food giant's current automated order taker will soon be coming to a close. McDonald's confirmed it's decided to end a global partnership with IBM, which has been testing this artificial intelligence technology at select McDonald's drive-throughs since 2021. While the IBM partnership for McDonald's current automated order taker is winding down, the Chicago-based company seemed to suggest it wasn't ruling out any other AI-related drive-through plans down the road.
Correspondent Jeremy House reports that scores of other fast food chains have also begun exploring the implementation of AI in their drive-through lanes. Chipmaker NVIDIA reaches another milestone, becoming the most valuable company in the S&P 500. Investors now value the company at over $3.3 trillion. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is June 19th, Juneteenth here in the studios from downtown Reading. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com as we find out that Randall, who was listening to us in Las Vegas, won the Colt 45 tickets and $20 worth of Blackbeard Diner.
He's there on a huge world poker tournament.
And yeah, playing in the seniors. In the seniors. He made it through the first cut. Yeah. 5,000, he's in the top 700.
I mean, he's a serious folks. I mean, you don't, this is not just like a hobby. He's very serious, and he's been serious for a long time. In fact, he was a dealer.
But it is a hobby.
Well, he was a dealer at one time. Yeah, so what I'm saying is that he's got a huge history of really, like, honing in professionally.
Focus.
Yeah, honing in his game.
Yeah. Okay, Ben, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Okay, we have more national days, and you said we have some pretty cool ones.
Yeah, we do have some pretty good ones. I'm not going to lie. You already talked about Juneteenth, stealing my job. You
know? All right, let's hear about it.
But we also have National Garfield the Cat Day.
Whoa. Okay.
And National Watch Day.
Oh.
Wait a minute, watch?
Like wrist watch?
Yep.
Or watch.
Okay, National Watch Day, okay.
And then the other two aren't as great, but sauntering and free BSD.
Okay, wait a minute. National what? Sauntering Day. Now, do you know what saunter means?
I haven't a clue.
Well, when you saunter, isn't it?
It's
like
a way of walking. Yes. You're sauntering. You're just kind of like relaxed.
Now, is there a horse term at sauntering as well?
No.
Okay, because people will saunter it. Yes, of course, they'll say that in the modeling world.
In fact, back in the 60s, when people were going through their draft physicals, they would be prancing. And but I prefer, I like sauntering. Sauntering is kind of, you know, laid back, and you're kind of walking.
I don't know if that's
to saunter.
I'm going to look it up, because I don't think you lay back on saunter.
No, saunter is, you're just cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so he
what's
sauntered.
What's the
in a book, you would say, as he sauntered.
As he sauntered into
the room.
The room.
I would say more like, I would say for a girl, she sauntered.
No. This is sauntering. Well, look it up.
Let's take it apart.
Why don't you just tell us what the weather is, and then we can move on.
Well, good morning, and I love the weather forecast here. It's going to be great. Thank God the wind died down. So we've got mostly clear skies with sunny, about 94 today, overnight lows of 64, Thursday 99, Friday, again, we've just got clear skies for the weekend, we get up to triple digits on Friday with 105, Saturday same, 106, and Sunday 102, clear skies throughout, and we just, maybe the winds are going to get up to about 5 miles per hour, but that's it, and that's the forecast. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Every time we read that, Shasta Gas Propane and Anderson, a veteran-owned business, brings us the weather.
Family-owned business. Yeah. Discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Now, the horse thinks it's safe if it's over 100. That, he's not coming. And he's right, or she's right, most of the time. But Casey is working on the covered arena, which means it's shade. So, you know, Odina better not think that she's clear for this weekend. Either that, I get up at 6, get to her at 6:30, and we ride for a couple hours. And then I come home and collapse. The horse is okay. We are pleased to have with us as our guest today from the Shasta County
Sheriff's Sitting across
office.
The table, the studio table from us this morning.
Sergeant Jacob Duncan.
Good morning, guys. You guys call me Jake.
Oh, call you Jake?
Yeah, from Jacob. State Farm. Okay. I'm not wearing khakis today, but Jake's just fine.
Jake's been on our show before with One Safe Place.
Yeah, One Safe Place Kimberly Johnson. Yep.
Right.
Okay, yeah. Tell us a little bit about you, Jacob. You know, people like to know who our law enforcement is.
Refresh their memory today.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah.
Like a brand new day.
Yeah, so I started my law enforcement career when I was 20 years old. I graduated when I turned 21 in the academy. And I started at the Anderson Police Department when Michael Johnson was the Anderson Police Chief over there. I was at the Anderson Police Department for about 6 years. Most of my time there, I'd say, was spent as a detective. And then, obviously, Michael Johnson decided to become the sheriff for Shasta County, and it was a pretty easy decision for me to follow his leadership over. So I came over, I worked at their major crimes unit for about a year and a half, and then I promoted to sergeant last October.
Now,
there's more to it than that.
There's a lot more to it than that.
Like family, history, where you grew up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we went on all of it.
Of course. Yeah, I am a Shasta County resident since about 8 years old. I actually was born in San Diego. The weather is amazing in San Diego.
Oh my gosh.
Know. So I still visit there.
Yes. Yes.
But no, I've lived in Shasta County since I was 8. My mother moved up here and I went to Foothill High School. So I'm a local. My wife and I live here. We have 3 dogs as we discussed.
Yes.
I have two Siberian Huskies that right now are just shedding.
And
all
why
over
did you choose, just a little sidebar, why did you choose Siberian Huskies? What's the breed? Why?
You know what? They are probably some of the most interesting dogs I've ever met. I mean, the personality they have. I had them when I was a kid. I lived up in Shingletown. And,
okay, well, there you go.
And we had Siberian Huskies.
Right.
Great
place to have them up there because of the weather.
Yeah, well, my two Huskies, they're house princesses, so they don't really leave the house. So the hot weather isn't something they're really obviously accustomed to, so they enjoy the 70-degree air-conditioned house.
So your lives revolve around your dogs.
They sure do. Yeah, I don't have any kids yet. My wife actually just graduated nursing school. She started at Mercy on July 15th.
Congratulations.
Where did she go to school at?
Shasta College.
Shasta College. Okay.
Love that.
They are,
that makes...
I tell you what, that is... That's an honorable career. Our daughter is a nurse.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
We know how tough it can be.
Yeah, I don't envy them. I don't envy them.
Well, says the police officer.
Exactly. It says a lot.
You know, the one thing that we all did agree on is there's something called the Furminator that Tyler Whitlow turned us on to. And it's what it is.
We used it for the first time last night.
A vacuum cleaner that you, with a brush on it, a metal brush that you take through the dog's hair, and it sucks out all the loose hair.
Mm-hmm.
We filled it up
for the
totally.
First time.
And we were just trying to imagine two Huskies.
Siberian.
Like we talked about, I pretty much just live in dog hair. So limp roller anywhere I go. And just a life adjustment, I guess.
When I realized when I wear socks, they're dark socks. They're no longer dark socks after walking through the house. And we're vacuuming all the time or doing all these things. We have one of these sharks that run through the house, sucks up
Sharkina.
Hair. Sharkina.
Sharkina.
Anyway, okay, enough of that. One of the things, I'm going to take an early break, but I want to set it up with this, is you worked on sex trafficking, human trafficking.
Yeah, I'd say that's kind of one of like my passions or specialty throughout my career. I'm actually a cross-sworn FBI and signed to their Child Exploitation Human Trafficking Task Force.
So. Okay,
all right.
Well,
let's go there.
There's your setup, and we're going to take an early break and come back, and let's talk about that. This portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Whether it's a little chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. You're not going to see it. He does wonderful work. He fixed my windshield 16, 17 years ago, and you still can't see the crack. That's the kind of work this man does. He doesn't take a chance with your safety. He's going to fix it. He's going to fix it right. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. And for a free inspection and analysis, take your windshield on whatever vehicle you have down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. He's a man of high standards and, like I said, a veteran, and he's just a great guy. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who'll come. It's nothing at all.
invited to the grand opening of Whistle Stop Park in downtown Reading on Friday, June 21st from 4 to 8 p.m. Enjoy live music, a beer and wine garden, free swag and snack food, and more to celebrate Reading's newest park, located between the Shasta College Building and California Place Apartments. Plan to ride your bike to the celebration? Park it at no cost with Shasta Living Streets Bike Valet. All are welcome. Don't miss the fun at Whistle Stop Park on Friday, June 21st from 4 to 8 p.m.
Wind River Resort and Casino is about to make your summer sizzle
with our $100,000 Bronco Bucks Swipe to Win draw.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Your Thursdays just got way more thrilling with our weekly drawings kick off at 7 p.m.
Mark your calendars for the final drawing on August 29th for your shot at cold hard cash.
For a 2024 Ford Bronco.
For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Your vacation, it's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport, and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's a KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Linda and Carl Bott. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Judy Maxwell. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. And Judy's been helping people, families, seniors, business owners, veterans, since 1993. And the insurance questions are still going on. The inflation is maddening. And if you'd like to have somebody to review your policies for a free review and evaluation, give Judy's office a call at 530-221-0441. She's got two separate branches, one for insurance and one for financial needs, all under one roof and run by Judy. She treats her customers as friends, and she does the best for them. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And we're here with Sergeant Jacob Duncan from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, and Jake is his passion, one of his passions in life besides his two Siberian Huskies and a mini Australian Shepherd, was taking on the human trafficking side of the criminal world. So tell us a little bit how you got into that.
Yeah, so I'd say pretty early on my career, back when I was still, you know, just a beat cop, I was assigned to the problem-oriented policing team with the city of Anderson, and we went to a human trafficking conference, which is, you know, one of the many law enforcement conferences they have, and there's a really impactful speaker that I guess, you know, as a normal person or somebody who's young in their career, you don't really grasp, you know, what it's like for a victim or somebody to go through that type of, you know, life. And so being able to, you know, go to a conference and kind of get what that impact is like and see that side of it and then be able to come back and apply that to our local community is, you know, I'd say really eye-opening. And since then, it's been, you know, a passion of mine.
The, you've busted a couple of big rings around here.
Yeah, I got really heavily involved in some massage parlor investigations that, you know, we ran locally in our community, and it was collaborative. We worked with the Shasta County District Attorney's Office pretty closely in that one, but we had a massage parlor open up in Anderson, and it ended up turning into a year-and-a-half investigation. We identified 9 other massage parlors these people were managing and ended up arresting the 2 managers because they were running, obviously, sexual services through these massage parlors. And
was there sex trafficking involved, can you say?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd say illegal massage parlors are probably, you know, the number one form of, like, actual human contact, human trafficking
right.
We see locally.
So what's the kind of the protocol? I'm curious because I always wonder, sometimes you hear about nail salons that will bring in, I'm not saying here locally, it's just stories that I've read.
Yeah, of course.
That they'll bring in under a family or under, you know, you work for us for
kind
2 years.
Kind of false pretenses.
Yeah, 2 years,
yeah,
you owe
like
us.
It's like indentured servitude.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the term. So
it's modern day slavery.
Is that the same kind of thing that goes on with bringing girls? Is it,
oh, yeah.
Is it just women or do we have multiple ages or?
Well, I can say that, like, I've never personally identified a male victim in, you know, the massage parlor, illegal massage parlor setting, but, you know, I'm not saying it doesn't exist because, you know, obviously we all know there's male victims in that trade as well. But you hit it right on, you know, the nail on the head. I mean, these women are brought over under false pretenses, said, hey, you know, we'll pay for you to come over here to the United States and, you know, live this American dream. And then, you know, they get over here, they take their passports, they give them a suitcase full of, like, predetermined clothes, and they say, hey, now you owe us $25,000 for, you know, us bringing you over here. You know, by the way, you're going to live in this apartment in Los Angeles, and, you know, when we need you, we'll come and pick you up and we'll take you. And, you know, they've never been here before, they know anybody here. And so, and then there's a massage parlor that'll need a woman up here in Redding. And so the managers will go down to this apartment complex in Los Angeles, they'll pick up a girl. They'll bring it up to her massage parlor and they'll say, hey, this is your life now. You're going to work in this massage parlor. You're going to pay off the debt you owe us. And really, you know, that debt never really goes away because they charge them for, you know, the food they eat, the gas to drive them back and forth. So that whole, like, you work this off, you'll have freedom. That's not a reality. I mean, they get put in these massage parlors and that's their life. So.
I remember a couple of massage parlors here in Redding that were busted. And some of the women that were busted were in their 60s.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean,
and it speaks volumes. It really it affects
60s.
All of them. I know.
Yeah, and then I realize, you know, that it is slavery.
Yeah.
And they think they're going to get out. And
it's unfortunate.
Yeah, but then do they ever try to escape?
You know what? What we've actually seen is most of the time what they do is their male customers that come in and buy these illegal services. A lot of the times they're single men or, you know, older single men that want a wife. And so what they do is they kind of latch onto them and get these men to kind of buy them out of their contract.
Okay.
And then they end up marrying them. And that's
right.
Really these girls' only hope of getting
out
of this business.
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Get married.
Yeah.
And this
you
is
know,
called human trafficking, by the way. So and we're if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Sergeant Jacob Duncan, who has been a detective, and we're discussing, the fact that you were very instrumental in a wide ring sting, if you will, here in
Shasta
North
County.
State. Yeah. How many massage parlors? Because I see some pretty shanty looking.
Oh, I would say we probably
right now.
I would say we probably have at least, you know, close to 20 illegal massage parlors here in Shasta
right
County.
Right now. Yeah,
they're really hard to work. That's what I'll be honest to you guys.
Yeah.
And they're spider webs, so not every single one's run by the same person. So with Anderson, I would consider us fortunate in the sense where we had one massage parlor and we were able to identify the managers of that. And I think it went to like 9 total we shut down. But they weren't all in Reading. We identified only ones they were running. And it was like we had 2 or 3 in Reading. We had 2 or 3 in Oroville, a couple in Chico. We had one in Flagstaff, Arizona. And so you can't really just go and shut them all down. It's not as easy as that. Mm-hmm. You have to establish what's going on. They're very smart. They're very comprehensive in what they do. So, yeah, at the end of it, I think we shut down 9. We arrested 2 of the managers, and the State Franchise Tax Board is actually really instrumental in a lot of the financial crimes associated with it.
Really?
Well, yeah, because there's a lot of money that's never reported.
Tons of money.
Tons of money that's never reported, and it is a crime. And the fact is trying to, you know, if you can get into one of them and identify, and like you said, it's like a spider web.
100%.
Better call Saul with the nail salon.
Exactly, yeah.
Better call Saul with the nail salon.
Yeah, remember how he hit his office in the back of a nail salon?
It was a
money launderer.
Yeah, it was a money launderer. But the nail salon was in front.
Well,
so.
And they're providing a service that people are going to use.
Well, you know what? And that's really the reality of it. I mean, if there weren't customers that were willing to pay for it, then they wouldn't have a business. And so, I mean, unfortunately, in mm-hmm. our country, there's a lot of male customers that just didn't think it's a victimless crime. They don't understand mm-hmm. what these women go through, and so they don't mind paying $40 for the sexual services they receive.
Do you remember that movie, Pretty Woman? I don't know. It was,
what do you mean?
Well,
who cannot forget that?
Well, she plays a prostitute.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Julia.
Julia Roberts. Julia Roberts. And then Richard Gere. And so she's a prostitute, and he's a very rich guy.
Yeah.
And it makes her life look fun. And then she finds the millionaire who marries her and all this. And I thought, what a disservice this is.
Yeah, we really glorify, I'd say, pimping, pandering, the prostitution in our world. Yeah,
that a woman is selling herself and with that hope of finding the Richard Gere. And I thought, you know, it's a very amusing movie and all this, but you can't forget the underlying parts of this. You see Julia Roberts, you don't see the thousands of young girls and boys that are being turned out into the streets every day.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. How big a business do you
think? I'd say it's probably one of the largest businesses we have. Yeah, the sex trafficking trade, I mean, we have a huge demand here in the U.S., so it's a big business.
And we're on I-5.
I don't think it's just in the United States.
Oh, no.
I think it's throughout the world.
We deployed and we sailed into Thailand one time.
Oh, my goodness.
And, my gosh, I mean, it is just horrible there. And you see these Europeans and others with these escorts. They're escorts.
And they look pretty young, too.
Oh,
yeah. I traveled Thailand recently.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what I'm talking about then. Yeah. And see, you know, it's horrible. But the fact is being here on I-5 in this main corridor, they're coming up all the time.
Well, it's funny you mention that because everybody, you know, they ask us what's human trafficking like here in Shasta County. And what we say is, you know, we're kind of like a stop. When you think of human trafficking, it's like your brick and mortar of like where the prostitutes are. We call them sex providers. And most of them are based out, I'd say, like Sacramento, you know, Sacramento area. And they advertise their business up here in Redding. So when they get enough business, they bring their sex providers up here to provide those services. But I'd say we don't have a lot of like actual pimps and sex providers based out of Redding. What we see is that a lot of them are based out of Sacramento area and come up here.
Yeah, the ones that I've seen get busted up here, and we busted a number
typically
of them.
Typically from Sacramento.
Sacramento. Yeah. Yeah. Now, advertising. How do they advertise?
Well, you can get on the World Wide Web, and there is – I'm not going to name them on here, but there is just websites anybody, you and I, can go on to, and we can find prostitutes any day. Yeah,
it's not on the black web. It's on
it's on the regular
right
internet.
Right there. I mean, your kid could go.
You remember when – what is that? That Reading – where you can go advertise cars.
You're talking about Backpage and Craigslist.
Okay, yeah. Craigslist. Yeah. Craigslist, for years you could go back there and see this.
They were called rooms.
And then
they were called rooms.
Anyway, so what they did was they took that Backpage off totally. But there was, for years, you could, you know, they had advertising in there for that.
Yeah, I'd say that our federal government tries their best to make sure they shut down these web pages, but they pop up again. And most of the time, they're not based, websites based out of the U.S., so it's hard to just shut them down.
Crazy. We have to take a quick break.
So we need, when we come back, I want to really talk about the aspect of online and grooming.
Of course.
Because you probably really have your finger on the pulse when it comes to what maybe today somebody driving with their children or parents or family members or friends or whatever will hear something that will be like an aha, a light bulb of something that they can take away with your knowledge and your sharing today on our show.
Let's talk about it.
This is KCNR, Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, always streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you want to talk about your hair place.
My hair place, my barber shop, not a hair salon, it's a barber shop. You're not going to get blown dry there. You're not going to get special gels. No, it's a Cypress Square barber shop. Their idea of hair gel is butch wax for your flat top. That's right. Hey, they started in 1960. They've been where they are now in the Cypress Square right across. It's off, right off Athens Avenue across from what used to be Lucky Miller's Deli right there across the parking lot. I've never had a bad haircut there. They're great people. Like I said, veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. If you want to make an appointment, you can. That's the way I work, 530-244-9478. You won't be sorry when you go in there. You know, they give great haircuts. It's a friendly place. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, by the way. And we'll be right back.
And if a double-decker bus crashes into us, to die by your side is such a heavenly way to die. And if a ten-ton truck kills the both of us, to die by your side, well, the pleasure, the privilege is mine.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they keep her online.
Not No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5.
You know, when you think about that.
1460 AM, your talk radio.
Brilliant.
With Carl and Linda Bott.
Do you ever listen to the songs that they bring in and bring out? And I it's like our own little personal, playlist. And Ben gets to pick that out. The producer gets to pick out the songs to come in and out of segments. And so a lot of times I've not heard some of the music that our producers pick. But, you know, that song just made me think about the Mamas and Papas and the brilliance of, you know, when you hear different bands or they create a sound, they've changed the dynamic in the music industry with bringing out something new. It takes a real creative genius to be able to, like, break into a new, like, a new realm. So that's what just reminded me of that. So kudos to those people who follow their dreams.
Well, and by the way, Mama Cass did not choke to death on a ham sandwich. That's not how she died. Her daughter said this is a terrible urban myth.
I hope this isn't a joke.
No.
Okay,
no.
Good. Because I was like, my face just fell. Like I was, no.
No, there was this rumor that she was laying in bed eating a sandwich and choked to death. But that wasn't what happened. I'd heard that for decades.
But can you fill in with, like, what?
Not, I will after the show because we're here with Sergeant Jake Duncan from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. We're talking human trafficking. And when you left, we were talking about how to protect kids, what parents need to do. And meanwhile, Jake's over there petting Buford because he's got two Siberian Huskies, and we should start bringing a lint brush
yeah,
to our
he's
show.
Over here demanding my attention. That's sorry, right. Guys.
Well, thank you for being with us today. And, you know, what we're asking for now, and maybe you can share with our listeners, we talked about this before the break, is that for parents, I mean, we talk about when they go into the parent-teacher conference that I don't think our generation – even like a grandparent generation, even a parent's generation of what is experience, what today, like today, kids are experiencing. We think they're gaming. We think they're watching, like a cartoon. And even in those moments, there can be, what do you want to say? With exposure.
Yeah, of course. We live in the day and age of the online world. And I would say most people hear human trafficking and they think that, you know, the brick and mortar, there's a pimp, there's a sex provider. But really, I'd say the biggest majority of human trafficking we see right now is online. And that starts with parents who really don't know what their kids are doing or don't understand what they're doing because we have such a generational, I'd say, gap in that knowledge of what, you know, online and social media is.
All right. So, like, what, for instance, Jacob, we're trying to work with Buford here not to chew the furniture. it's not going to sidetrack us because this is such a serious topic. Like, what would be, if you were going to stand in front of a group of parents right now and you were to do your top five things to be aware of, what would they be?
Well, the number one thing that we see, you know, when we have talked to identified sex trafficking victims is most of them come from a household where the parents aren't involved, or separated parents where, you know, they really have so much going on that they're not in their kid's life, or they have a broken childhood. So the number one thing I would say is, you know, be involved. Be involved in your kid's life, know what they're doing. And then really these cell phones that we have are just probably the worst thing we could probably have for our kids, and as far as, you know, the online world. And even worse than that is, you know, parents, they have, or these kids have these cell phones, and parents don't even know what the applications are on the kid's phone. So I'd say if your kids are going to have a social media life or have a cell phone, because I know it's basically unavoidable now in the world we live in, you have to know what each one of those things is. You have to know what technology your kids are using just as well as they do, because that's the problem, is that these kids are smart, because that's the conditioning they've grown up in, and they meet these predators online and these various different, you know, forms of online social media. I would name, you know, applications, but there's so many applications as far as where kids can communicate and where child predators, you know, exist. So
could you name just one of them that people... It's kind of prevalent out there.
Well, I'd say just your standard ones are probably the biggest. Your Facebook, your Instagram. You have Discord chat, which Discord's probably one of the worst. That's where a lot of, you know, gaming chats take place. But then child predators hang out there waiting to talk to kids who are gaming, and then they build those relationships off that.
We have a friend that sat with her. She would go in and... And she had the codes to her kids' phones. And at night, she'd go in there and see what they were doing.
Yeah, I always say trust but verify.
Yeah, and she told all of her girlfriends that, you know, they had a luncheon one day, and she told them about that. And a lot of them were saying, oh, you know, my daughter and I talk all the time. I have to worry about that. She says, go home. She says, go check it.
Yeah.
At 11 o'clock at night, take her phone at night. Yeah.
And they came back, and they were just...
horrified.
Yes. The things they were seeing on their kids' phones.
Right, and not necessarily meaning it's their kids doing it, but it's people sending them stuff. Sexting and all the... Okay, so I have a question for you regarding, and this is something that, like, we know that you can turn your camera off on your computer, but you've got your TVs, you've got your cell phones, people can hack in. Like, the reason I think about this is because I had a girlfriend recently that has these beautiful grandchildren, and the grandchildren would take her phone, and they would go in the other room, and they would dance in front of the phone and then play it back, and they were dancing in their underpanties or their little swimsuits, just little girls doing fun stuff.
Yeah.
How accessible is that?
Well, you know what? I haven't seen too many cases where somebody's actually hacking into their applications, but I will say this. There has been a lot of cases where kids will take their parents' phone, and you know, they're 3 or 4 or maybe 5, so they know generally how to use a phone, and they're doing exactly that, and then they end up accidentally uploading this video on YouTube or somewhere that's not a bad place, but obviously child predators exist in all those cases. So I'd say internet safety and you know, how to use a cell phone properly with your kids and you know, what that looks like, and knowing what their online persona kind of looks like is really important.
Is there a way, I mean, there is a way that you can lock your kids' phones.
No, 100%.
Yeah. Okay, so you can just lock it to what? So they can't go on to the web?
Yeah, and then you can, you know, isolate to certain applications like kid-friendly apps or applications that are appropriate for a 10-year-old to be using, opposed to, you know, having whatever they want. And I think that's the kind of the generational thing we live in, is parents give in to their kids because it's easy.
Yeah.
You know, when I grew up, and that was only 30 years ago, I mean, it was very different. We didn't live in that world. So we've come so far and, you know, so quick. And so I don't think parents have really caught up to what that looks like and the damages that it's doing yet.
I mean, daily, it's like, you know, I get online and I'm even talking about rings, these, like, our friends that weren't because a mother had passed away, and there's a South Asian ring. I'm just reading about this, that is really learning how to scam people. I mean, there's these rings. It's not necessarily, I mean, they're all over the world, okay?
Yeah.
They're scamming all different kinds of people and for money and getting them off balance, et cetera. And so it's just something that we just have to be diligent every single day. Now, when we come back, please, Jacob, can we please talk about your youth boxing program?
Yeah, I mean, that leads me into the biggest thing. You got to get kids involved in a hobby. So
I like it.
You
got
to keep them busy.
You do.
Okay,
you do.
We'll be right back. It's 8:45 in the morning here on June 19th, Juneteenth. Our guest is Sergeant Jacob
Duncan. Sergeant Duncan.
Why do I want to call you Gordon? I don't
like
know.
Like Duncan
why.
And Hines, a good baking, you know, great yeah. cake.
At least you didn't go with Dunkin' Donuts.
Isn't Gordon the cop from Batman?
Oh, yeah. That's Commissioner Gordon.
Commissioner Gordon. There
that's
you
right.
go.
Okay, now you got it back in my head again. We'll be right back.
Invited to the grand opening of Whistle Stop Park in downtown Reading on Friday, June 21st from 4 to 8 p.m. Enjoy live music, a beer and wine garden, free swag and snack food, and more to celebrate Reading's newest park, located between the Shasta College building and California Place Apartments. Plan to ride your bike to the celebration? Park it at no cost with Shasta Living Streets Bike Ballet. All are welcome. Don't miss the fun at Whistle Stop Park on Friday, June 21st from 4 to 8 p.m.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops have come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Put your name at the top of his list, and a statue of liberty started shaking.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here, our last segment on Wednesday, the 19th of June, Juneteenth, 8:50 in the morning. Our guest is Sergeant Jacob Duncan out of the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. We've been talking about human trafficking, where this is, he's busted a number of rings around here that stretch interstate, not just in Redding or Shasta County, but led to other arrests and shutting down. But something you just started, I shouldn't say just, well, I guess maybe it is.
It's pretty new.
You established a youth boxing program through the Police Athletic League. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so one of the other things I do is I'm board chair for Pathways to Hope for Children. And so we partnered with them, law enforcement, we partnered with them to start what we call Police Athletics League. And that spans all kinds of different sports, but they're most well known for boxing. And so at the Redding Teen Center, we open Shasta County PAL, so Shasta County Police Athletics League, and we run boxing completely free from 6th to 12th grade. You can go Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, and you'll get free boxing there. Sierra Pacific donated a brand new boxing ring. That's very nice. So we have probably the nicest boxing gym in Shasta County.
Wow.
In the Redding Teen Center, and it's completely free for kids 6 to 12.
And where is the Redding Teen Center?
We got to give a big shout out to Sierra Pacific.
Yeah,
because
they are
involved.
They're so fantastic.
They helped One Safe Place. They donated a buttload of money to them to help build their new place. Well, it's not new now, but Sierra Pacific truly gives a lot to our community.
They do, and anytime you come to them with anything that's really noble or something that's to help our community, it's an easy yes, I'd say. So.
Yeah, and where is the Shasta Teen Center?
So the Redding Teen Center is at the corner of Hartnell and Churn Creek.
Okay.
You know where that dollar store is, where the old Aaron Brothers is. It's now the Redding Teen Center. So you can go in there. I believe they open at 1:30, but we run our boxing program from 4 to 6 p.m.
Okay. And after school hours.
Yes.
Yeah. They can come in one day a week or 3 days a week?
We come in 3 days a week. And we're probably going to have class size limited to about 30 kids, but right now we're about 12 or 13. So we have plenty of space. We just launched it. We're excited.
Why is this important, Jake?
Well, you know, we're talking about this before the break, and I would say that, you know, in the span of human trafficking or really any type of negative activity you see from your child, I would say getting them involved in a hobby is huge. And I don't mind sharing, you know, personal details about me. I was 12 years old. My dad was a Marine.
This is a great story.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. He ran a Marine Corps household, and probably the only wrong thing I did is I went and I stole something from the store when I was 12 years old. But I had the skater here. I was hanging out with all the hoodlums, and I went and I stole something from a store, and I came back, and my dad obviously found out because I got caught, and he sat me down, he shaved my head, and then the next day he put me in a boxing program. And really, you know, it wasn't just like, hey, you're going to go have something to do. He wanted me to learn discipline. He wanted me to learn commitment. He wanted me to learn what hard work was. And he wanted me, you know, more than anything, to have buy-in and value something more than doing criminal activity, and it really changed my life.
Physical sports that teach physical combat, you know, and you can say that could be football, but teaching kids how to protect themselves, but also that they can get hit.
Yeah.
And go through it.
You can fall down and you can get back up.
It is huge. 100%. It is absolutely huge.
It's empowering.
Because we've got Marines.
It is. And it's not just for boys or kids. It's really what we say is boxing's for everybody.
Yeah. Right? Well, I mean, we have kids that joined the Marine Corps, never been in a fight in their life until they get into the pugil sticks. And all of a sudden somebody's beating on them with the padded club and they're fighting back.
Yeah.
And they find out they can take this and they can dish it out too. I mean, it's important.
You learn something about yourself. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Inner strength.
Okay. Yep. So you've got all ages from sixth grade through seniors in high school then.
Yeah.
And now I know that New York PAL is huge. A lot of the future Olympic champions are coming out of, you know.
Oh, it's a big deal.
Oh,
yeah. It is.
I mean,
and it's a big deal for our county to have one here. Yeah.
So, and you can take up to 30. So, and it doesn't mean that your kid has to have been in trouble.
Not at all. No, actually, I mean, we want to be proactive. Get your kids in there before they get in trouble. We take all kids. I mean, we want, obviously, kids who are going to be well-behaved and, you know, well-mannered. We're not taking criminals off the street. But, you know, we believe in rehabilitation and being proactive. I mean, let's help all kids out and get them into something positive.
And this is free.
It is completely free.
I mean, imagine that because, you know, a lot of programs some parents are just really trying to, like, milk or gas.
Yep.
The other thing, too, is this isn't something where you just give them a set of gloves and put them in a ring and have them pound on each other.
No.
This is training techniques, but also they're, you know, with the headgear and the big gloves and all that.
No, I'd have to give a shout-out to Daniel Arzate. He's the head coach for Shasta Boxing, so he has his own boxing program. We kind of stole him, so he volunteers his time for us 3 days a week. So really, when we say a community-centered thing, I mean, we have the community investing in the program. We have a boxing coach who's volunteering, and, you know, we kind of hand-selected him for that program because he inspires kids. So it's not just a boxing program. It's a leadership. It's a foundational, it's a life type thing, right? It's everything. And so we're really proud of the program we have. And we, like I said, we just got it started and we're really excited to see where it goes.
Okay, Jake, you got to promise me something. Take a couple months, get it started and all that. Then come back and bring your boxing coach, but bring some of your boxers too.
I will.
Yeah.
So we can talk about this and changes in their lives. And like you said, it doesn't mean that your kids are already in trouble, but this is a way of giving them something to do that, you know, that not everybody does.
It's an outlet,
soccer,
too.
It's not football. Yeah. I'm boxing.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That's cool. I mean, I boxed.
No, of course. Yeah, we'd love to come back and talk about the program again.
Yeah, I think it would be great. So one last time for what I've gleaned from our conversation today is that parents just need to get
involved
and proactive. Especially in the social media.
Yeah, they do. I don't know what it is with our generation of parents, but we have a lot of difficulty, hard time with parents who just aren't involved like they used to be. So that's what I'd say is if you're worried about your kids, you need to be involved.
This is something that many of us, a little bit older than you, have been saying that when I was growing up and I was this kid's age, we didn't, you know, you came home when it got dark. You were out with your friends all the time, and you were able to do that. And I realized that, you know, people think you were a lot safer back then. Maybe you were. Maybe we just didn't know about things happening.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were still things going on. But you can't leave your kids on a couch. I mean, we've got kids that are 12 with type 2 diabetes because they don't get outside. They don't exercise. Both parents are having to work, or maybe not.
But yeah, and like I feel like a sense of community. We've lost what a sense of community is with social media, and kids don't learn that until, you know, they get older, or sometimes not at all. So I'd say giving those kids a sense of community and you know, other people to rely on than just the parents is huge.
Well, that's good enough to end on, I think. Jake, thanks a lot for being in here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
By the way, he joined when he was 20 years old, and he looks like he's still 20 years old.
That's until you see the gray hairs I'm already getting.
Well, thank you for being with us this morning. It was, Mike Johnson, it was a great choice for you to send in, Sergeant Jacob Duncan this morning.
Both,
thanks, guys. I
both Mike
that.
Johnson and Brian Barner send in members of their force, and then they come in like once a quarter, but it's a good way for people to get to learn who is out there and the things they're doing. I really believe that, and to be able to talk to, you know, people that are experts, this is what they're doing, to keep our community safe. So thanks a lot, buddy.
No, thanks, guys. I appreciate having me on.
Now, tomorrow, I don't have a guest lined up, so that means as soon as I get off the phone, I'm going to start reaching out to people. I've got one that I've been thinking about, and maybe two that maybe we can get on for tomorrow at the last minute. And that's not,
okay.
It's not easy.
That works.
I looked at it, and I said, well, I've got a guest. And then I saw where I marked through that guest and moved it to another day.
Oh,
so they
okay.
They only told me like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Anyway, it's going to be a nice day today. It's going to be like 94. So there's still plenty of time to get out there and do something. The horse thinks she's safe because it's going to be warmer today, but she's not. We're going for a ride. Pavement, though, is still hot. 94 is hot enough that you don't want to leave your animals in the car.
Or take them for a walk tonight. Or unless you go to the doggy park or outside, you know, on grass.
You know, this morning, when you say, how could people just leave, like, a child or a dog in a car, right? He is so quiet. He's a road dog. He jumps in there. And I started to get out of the truck today, and I went, he's just back there asleep. He's back there sleeping. And I thought,
oh, man.
And then at some point, I'd go, okay, what did I forget to do?
Oh, no.
Yeah, you just got to be aware. All right, everybody, have a great day, and God bless America.
gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.